So I have a new boyfriend. He likes to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. So apparently that means I have to be awake too. And he's like, why are you upset? Like, we went to bed at 11 o'clock last night. I was like, no, you went to bed at 11 o'clock last night. Do you want to know what I did? I was looking up girls he follows and checking if he's liked their photos recently.
She is not worth it. Long story short, women like this are not worth it.
This relationship isn't going to last long. You know what I mean? And I don't know, based on the background that looked like some high walls, she probably with a dude who got some bread. And guess what? He don't got to put up with that. Pretty faces are a dime a dozen in that world. That little blonde hair ain't going to save you in them high value circles.
Crazy. So I found this girl. He told me he doesn't know her. And I saw that he's been liking her photos since 2020. Why are you liking her photos for 2 years if you don't know her?
All right. Now you hypnotized with hatred.
Thank you to the sluts that got with him and didn't tell me about it for months. And thank you to him for being disgusting.
Look, if you're dealing with a guy who got a spot like that, let's just say it's her spot. If it is her place, she's not dating a dude less than who could have a spot like that. He's doing more than liking other pictures. You might as well get over it if you want to date high-value guys. Yes, he probably boinked her. And he's probably boinking 3 other chicks. Just be happy you're the one laying next to him and waking up to him. Or date an average man. We know she ain't doing that. So deal with it. I don't feel sorry for women who only date high-value men who get cheated on. That come with the lifestyle. Life about trade-offs. Ain't no perfect situation. So if you want a chance at not getting cheated on, get a regular GL. If not, accept it. Or be single or go les. You got options.
I think misogyny is when you think that men are up here and women are down here because we should both be the same. Women shouldn't be better, but women shouldn't be worse.
What makes a man misogynistic?
When he cares about your body count way too much. When he tells you you can't go to other frat.
That's stupid! Use your common sense. Just use your common sense.
Why would I want my woman to go to frat parties with a bunch of dudes trying to get laid? It doesn't even logically make sense. Why wouldn't I care about a body count? Huh, cowgirl? Decent women never complain about guys having a problem with high body counts. Ever. Only slowers complain about that. So if you're on a date with a chick and she's talking about, I don't know why guys care so much about body count. One night stand, at best.
When he's a mommy's boy.
What's a mommy's boy to you?
Never, will never love another girl as much as he loves his mom.
So you think that a man should love his girlfriend more than he loves his own mama?
Not more. I'm just saying when they can never love anybody more than their mom, when they're like, oh, well, my mom would do this, my mom would do that.
Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
Ain't no love like a mama love. Yeah, because mama gonna be there until I pass away. Are you? Probably not. But yeah, I don't think you should go around telling women, oh, I love my mom so much, I can never love a woman more than I love my mom, because that just sounds weird.
So what you're saying is a man shouldn't look for the exact same qualities he sees in his mom.
No, because then just date your mom.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Don't want to be in the mix. I don't like niggas. I don't want to hang with you. I don't want to get drunk with you. I don't want to go f*** hoes with you. Like, I'm cool.
I'm 100% the exact same way. I don't want to hang out with dudes. I don't want to chill. I don't care if you like me. I don't care if you respect me. I don't care if you think I'm corny, weak, lame, soft. I'm not trying to be around you motherfuckers. I do my own thing. I stay in the cut. I keep to myself. I'm not trying to fit in with your norms. I'm not trying to find out what's acceptable in this group. What can I do? What I can't do? What can I say? What I can't say? No. I love being a loner. I love just being that outcast to myself. Because it's mostly BS in the mix. That's why I stay out of it.
Oh my God, you're so pretty. How come you're single? I drink Hennessy for fun. Mommy issues. Daddy issues. Anger issues. Issues in general. No ass!
I mean, yeah, this is most pretty women. Pretty women are cursed in the dating market. They're cursed for many reasons. They're usually party girls. A lot of them got drinking problems. A lot of them are bipolar. You know what I mean? A lot of them just spent the first 10 years of their dating experience chasing Chads who did them wrong, and now they got all this emotional damage. That's why I say women who are 9s or 10s are almost never relationship material. They're just trash for Chad. They're just screw dolls for Chad and Tyrone. That's it.
No titties. Too aggressive. I fight men.
What? What are you talking about?
Why are you always such a nasty bitch?
No, you fight men that don't fight back. She know who to try that with and who not to try that with. I fight men. Cut it out. I'm so tired of women saying that. If there was an expectation that this dude was going to fight back and fight back hard, you wouldn't be, nah. Nah. And then a lot of these women, they just be talking for social media. Yeah, once a woman put hands on you, that's the end of the relationship, period. I don't care how many kids you got with her.
What am I?
You high. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, you cool.
This says when he asks how you feel about him and really you obsess with him and stalk him every day, but you can't feed his ego. Why don't you want to feed his ego? It don't matter if you feed his ego or not. The other three baddies he's screwing are doing it. You acting like you don't like him that much isn't going to make him act right. I love when women think these games are going to get them to be able to control top tier dudes. He already know women like the back of his hand. You know, women like you are a dime a dozen. These games aren't going to manipulate him. He has a lot of experience with attractive women. Okay, let's check out this profile. She's 40. So she's 15 years past the mental wall, 10 years past the physical wall. These are definitely the garbage years for women, especially the ones that gotta resort to date naps. So as a man going on a date nap, going after post-wall women is basically dumpster diving. But let's see what we got. She's bisexual, and that's never a good thing for a guy. I mean, if you can't even decide if you want pole or hole, I can't do nothing with you. Then also says she's Christian and spiritual. So how do the bisexuality, you know, fit in with the spirituality and Christianity? Just make it make sense, please. It says the way to win me over is I'm an extremely spiritual individual. I love compassionate intimacy and intelligent conversations. I love roses, music, and I'm hardworking. We don't care about you being hardworking. I mean, loving roses, okay. If a guy wanted to be romantic, he could bring you roses. I get the feeling that you think talking about star signs is having an intellectual conversation. It's not. Guys, I wouldn't advise you to hit this one up.
Cheers to these psycho kids and a grumpy mama.
Look, if you marry a woman, this is what you have to look forward to after she push out the kids for the next 40 years. Just miserable for no reason. Because they're miserable people. It's not even about the situation or if she's single or if she in a marriage or if you picked up the socks off the floor. It doesn't matter. Regardless of the situation, they're going to be miserable. Most of them. They're just not happy people, regardless of the circumstances.
Off on a scale of 1 to 10.
A 6?
A 6? Do you think other people would agree?
Yes, I think so.
All right, let's see. What would you rate this girl on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd give her a solid 6.
What would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd personally rate myself a 6.
A 6? Do you think other people would agree?
Yes.
All right, let's see. What would you rate this guy on a scale of 1 to 10?
A 3.
A 3?
Dang.
All right, what would you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10?
A 6.
6? Do you think other people would agree?
I would hope.
She ain't have to give him a 3, though. But see, that's how skewed a woman's scale is. A guy who's a 6 or a 7 basically is a 3 to women. If you're not at least a 8, 9, or 10, you're basically a 3. You're just some guy.
Men should always marry a woman that loves them more than they love them. And because that's part of the selection process. If she doesn't love you, when men, they stay loyal to the cause. They can be stay in a marriage that they're not madly in love with because they see the bigger picture. For women, they can't stay loyal to the cause. So it's always important that you pick a woman that loves you more than you love her.
Yeah, don't ever forget that, fellas. Women are loyal to their emotions and feelings. They're not loyal to the bigger picture. Oh, we got kids. Oh, we've been together for 20 years. They don't care about all that. See, a lot of women will say men aren't loyal because men cheat, yada, yada, yada. But at least they don't break up the family. You got to give them that. Most guys won't break up the family. They might get a little poontang on the side, but they coming home at some point. Might be at 2 a.m, but they coming home.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100K.
100,000.
Got at least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
We well over 400K.
500 grand at the least.
Seven figures.
A million? 2 million?
6 foot minimum. At least 6 foot.
Something be under 6 foot.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.